South Dakota public health officials urgently are seeking organ donors on Indian reservations, a place where demand is soaring. Successful transplantation often is enhanced by matching organs between members of the same ethnic and racial group. But many traditional Lakota natives cite spiritual reasons for not donating organs. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Brian Bull reports.
67-year-old Victor Rennell is an Oglala Lakota artist living in Aberdeen. He suffers from high blood pressure and diabetes, and 3 days a week he undergoes dialysis for his faltering kidneys. Rennell says his best hope is for a kidney transplant.
I just went through a whole series of tests at the Mayo Clinic to find out if my body can stand up to a transplant. I've just finished all but one test, and when I finish that test, then I'll be ready to get onto the list.
But even if Rennell is approved, his problem will be far from solved. He'll join roughly 1,400 other Native Americans already on the National Organ Waiting List. Fewer than a dozen Indians donate organs, eyes, or tissue each year. That pales in comparison to other ethnic groups. According to the journal Clinical Transplantation, 43% of whites, 31% of Hispanics, and 22% of African Americans said they'd donate their organs after death. Chris Baylitz, executive director of the South Dakota Lions Eye Bank, cites traditional Lakota values for the disparity.
The one that I've been introduced to is their spiritual belief that they need to take their body intact with them to the spiritual world. If they donate, then their spirit will be unrestful. It'll not be able to be complete.
Baylitz says while she respects Lakota spirituality, she's trying to sway tribal members to donate. A new grant from the U.S. Department of Health Division of Transplantation will send a South Dakota Lions Eye Bank representative to the Pine Ridge, Rosebud Sioux, and Sisseton-Wahpeton Sioux reservations to discuss organ donation. Kathy Ducheneau, a Cheyenne River Sioux tribal member and nurse in Rapid City, says she opposed transplants on spiritual grounds until her 11-year-old daughter said she wanted to be an organ donor.
But Mom, she says we have to help other people. And I says, if something was going to happen to you, I don't know if I could say, yeah, go ahead and take your heart. It took me a long time to come to that conclusion. And as Lakota people, that's part of our culture too, is to give to another, to a relative. And in our eyes, we're all relatives.
Ducheneau says getting others to share the gift of life is a challenge because many tribal spiritual leaders oppose the practice. But not Rick Tudog. Tudog is an Oglala Lakota medicine man on the Pine Ridge Reservation and says he supports organ donation if done properly.
I would advocate for it in the sense that they acknowledge that person's spirit. We feel that the spirit follows your body part, so if I donated kidneys to somebody, then my spirit will follow them.
Tudog adds that a recipient should also stay in touch with the donor's relatives. Acknowledging these spiritual practices while pushing for more Indian organ donors will demand patience and sensitivity from health advocates. But with diabetes and heart disease ravaging Indian country, the selling points may simply be better and longer lives for those living on the reservation. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.